For people doing business abroad, and especially for those working on assignment, it can be a big surprise to find out how many cultural differences exist. When it comes to understanding cultural differences in business, it's one thing knowing the correct way to greet colleagues and formal guests. However, the ability to understand and adapt to business and social norms when working on assignments has become a skill of paramount importance. Here are a few cultural tips offered by a British for working in a variety of countries. Germany. When giving feedback, be as direct as you can. Concentrate on what needs to be changed or improved, and point that out. Instead of, "Perhaps you could consider," use something more direct, such as, "Some of this is not right. Please change XYZ." As rude as that might sound for a Brit, it isn't for a German. Still not convinced? Keep in mind that feedback which seems polite to a Brit might be both confusing and even seem dishonest to a German, who values direct communication. Brazil. Business meetings are often scheduled about 2 weeks in advance. Also, make sure you reconfirm the meeting with a call or email a day or two before it is scheduled to take place. Panama. Panamanians do business with people, not companies. So a focus on building a network and maintaining relationships is the key. This means finding ways to spending quality time with people and not just jumping to the task. In Panama, the sense of time, urgency, and deadlines can be very different than in the UK. So be very conservative in estimating how long it will take and how much it will cost to complete a project. This applies to large-scale projects, as well as tasks you outsource or delegate. Indonesia. Indonesians may not hold back on some topics not often discussed or considered rude in the UK. This could include your weight, marital status, age, and religion. Plan an answer you are comfortable with ahead of time on these topics. The more you look into global business culture, the more apparent differences become, and the potential impact this can have on working relationships and networking abroad. But it is also important to remember there are no guarantees with doing business in other cultures. No matter how much you know, people and cultures are always full of surprises. That is why the most important thing is to be curious at all times. Even if you are in a familiar situation or with a client or colleague you feel you know well, try not to make assumptions. Consider cultural differences an opportunity to explore, not just the differences, but what they mean and how they developed. Make sure you truly observe what people are saying and doing. Ask questions about what you observe. And lastly, share information about cultural norms you are used to and the reasoning behind it. It takes real understanding to make a success of doing business abroad.